welcome to a free patrons-only preview show. Andrew, we're giving the people a taste of what they get if they become a patron. It's as little as a dollar a month, so just do it, people. This is what you get if you become a patron. You get all this extra content. So do it.
Yeah, that's great, Ralph. Listen, I know there's some big stuff happening tonight. I know there's a Drew Brees record out there, but do we have to spend this whole podcast talking about the Saints? Or can we rip on the Falcons for being 1-4? And can we trash them for a little bit on the show?
Okay, we'll start by trashing the Falcons. The Falcons are fucking abominable on defense. They are 2012, 2014 level Saints bad on defense. Atrocious.
You know, there was some schmuck. You know what the greatest part of all this is that Matt Ryan is playing awesome. Like, as good as his MVP year. He is playing really – has he even thrown a pick yet this year? Maybe just one. But, like, he is playing as good as Brees. Like, he's playing really, really good. And the thing that is just so amazing about this – and
it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, Chris Sims just came out with his top 8 quarterback rankings, and number 3 was Matt Ryan, and number 8 was Kirk Cousins, and you know, number 5 was Cam Newton, and Drew Brees was nowhere to be found on this list, which you know, is comical in its own right. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, oh, yeah, Matt Ryan's better than Brees. Like, it's out there. Some people feel that way. I have seen some people say, oh, Drew Brees is the 3rd best quarterback in the NFC South. I mean, it's out there. I mean, Exhibit A for me is put the worst defense in NFL history ever of all time with Drew Brees, and you get 7-9. Right now, the Falcons are 1-4. So I actually want Matt Ryan to keep playing like this, like put up MVP numbers. And I want to see the Falcons with a dog shit defense go like 4-12 and like hang that over Falcons heads, fans heads forever, because that'll be just another example of why Drew Brees is so much better. You give him trash heap defense, he still wins 7 games. You give Matt Ryan trash heap defense, it doesn't matter how good he's playing.
The funny thing with the Falcons is a lot of Falcons fans, bloggers and stuff, follow me and I follow them back. It's like being in the looking glass and looking at the 2012 or 2014-15 Saints.
Pick your 7-9 season.
And watching it, but instead of being terrible, it's just comedy. They're like, oh, no. Somebody was like, oh, no, we punted. That's like a turnover. Check. we tweeted that. Oh, no, we kicked the field goal, didn't score a touchdown. That's like a turnover.
We need a new game that's like Saints 7-9 bingo. It's like a Saints 7-9 bingo where if the fans say, I can't believe our defender grabbed the guy on that play. Check. Like that's a square. You know, the other one that you just mentioned, which is just like that a punt feels like a turnover, that's the square.
I can't believe it's gotten worse.
There's also a field goal feels like a punt. That's a square.
It's so great. And the thing is, like, they've played a bunch of home games to start. Like, they had 3 home games in a row, so they've got, like, 6 of their next 9 on the road. And their defense is atrocious, and their special teams are bad, too. They had a punt block. Like,
when you hear a Falcons fan either tweet or say utter the words, I can't believe we're wasting Matt Ryan. We're wasting an epic season of Matt Ryan on this.
I'm going to do a bump.
Then you'll know we've arrived. Yeah, then you'll know he's arrived.
Oh, it's so much fun clowning on the Falcons. We could do it all day. But the Saints actually do have a game tonight against the Redskins. They're like a 6.5-point favorite. The Saints, I love all these media people who they're like, if Drew Brees breaks, they're like, get the fuck out of here. If. Man, he's breaking that record in the middle of the second quarter. Sean Payton makes it.
Payton will throw every play.
He might
be throwing every play anyway.
I mean, they're going to get the ball to Ingram first. It's going to be a screen pass probably. And Ingram's going to be – I would bet a paycheck that Ingram's going to be the last guy announced tonight to really get the crowd all frothed up and ready to go. But as far as –
Do you think he'll be announced over Brees last?
Yeah, I just think, well, they could do Ingram first. They'll either do Ingram first or last. That's what I think.
Yep.
To fire up the crowd. So, as far as, like, strategy, like, Washington defense is pretty good. It's in the top half. Like, I think it's, like, 12th or 13th as far as points allowed.
Yeah, they've been playing well, especially on LeBron.
But their personnel, like, if I look at their receivers, like, they don't scare me because I look at the players they have, they don't have a lot of big play dudes. And to beat the Saints, you gotta have big play dudes, and they don't. So I'm not like their defense.
Yeah,
they're,
like
their
even
defense.
Paul Richardson is kind of a more of a possession receiver. He's got nice size. I mean, Jamison Crowder he's got good speed, so that's a guy they'll have to watch out for a little bit. But you know, I've said this a few times. Their top two receivers, number one is Chris Thompson. He's a running back. And Jordan Reed, the tight end, is number two. So those guys are catching most of the balls from the dump off. Mm-hmm. You think Drew Brees dumps the ball off a lot? Wait till you watch Alex Smith in this game. I think this is a good matchup for the Saints defensively. I don't think they're going to get gouged with huge gains and big plays, and there's going to be more of a dink and dunk thing. And you know, that's kind of the offense that the Giants employ, and the Saints have some success against that defensively. So I'm hoping that this will make a big difference.
Well, you got the main thing is Adrian Peterson is alive. He plays for the Redskins, and he had a great opening game. But that's the whole key to.
Is he playing? I know he's banged up.
Their running back situation is a mess because Geis got injured in the preseason, right? So I would think Peterson's going to play. If he doesn't, then they're really struggling. And I mean, yeah. if the Saints shut down the run. They'll be okay. And look, we have a month's worth of evidence that the Saints, they can shut down the runs, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily a believer that their run defense is like top three in the NFL, but I'm a believer that it's like the foundation block of their defense. Like, as long as they stop the run, it'll give them a chance. And I expect them to tonight, you know?
Well, I remember Fitzpatrick giving them fits, just kind of escaping.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor less so. But Alex Smith's pretty mobile. He's a guy that can get out of the pocket and do some damage. So that's one aspect defensively that they're going to have to be mindful of. But, you know, I mean, this game is all about Drew Brees. It really is, like, not to be cheesy, but it's a celebration, you know. And you know, Ralph, we have been fans for a long time since we were kids. And,
yep.
You know, I'm 38 and you're early 40s now. So, like, we know what it's been like, but it hasn't been so. I mean, there are Saints fans that, you know, in the 60s and 70s that where it was even worse, you know. And so I think it's important to realize for fans that how lucky we are that Brees didn't even want to come here. He wanted to go to Miami initially. You know, that was the destination he wanted to go to. And so for the stars to align, for him to even come to New Orleans, and then once he got here, for him to recover from his injury, for him to play, it really was like – a one in a million scenario.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is like, you know, people don't, it's so far away now, you know, in the past. But when they signed Drew Brees, look, we were excited and we were like, he was really good at San Diego. And if his shoulders heals up, hopefully he'll be good enough to where in like 5 years the Saints won't be in San Antonio. I mean, that was the goal. Like, it was just, Drew Brees, just be like a top 10, 12 quarterback in the NFL so we can be okay and Benson can't shift the team out of San Antonio. Like, the possibility is like, oh, yeah, the dude with the busted up shoulder who throws off his tippy toes is going to break all the passing records. Like, that didn't even – it wasn't even fathomed as a possibility.
No.
And I mean, the thing is, like, as Saints fans, for one, we're not going to see this again. In our lifetime, the Saints aren't going to have another quarterback that's going to break all the passing records. So this is
like
Haley's Comet. But second of all, like, the NFL isn't going to see this because
if you're a lifelong Saints fan, this is the one time in your life you will see this.
Yeah, and so like the thing is with Brees, and I'm not going to say who's better between Brady or Brady or Terry Bradshaw or Aikman or any great quarterback you want to name, but they all basically look the same. They're tall dudes who have rocket arms and. You know, that's the mold of the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Drew Brees is not even 6 feet, and he throws off his tippy toes, and he's going to own all the passing records. I am.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, if you look at all those
Yeah.
All those quarterbacks that you just named. But one thing you can also tie to them is one of the greatest receivers in NFL history. Whether it's Aikman, you tie him to Michael Irvin. Joe Montana and Steve Young, you tie them to Jerry Rice. You know, Dan Marino had Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. So you look at all these quarterbacks, and like the one guy on this list is, you know, is Breeze. And he doesn't really have one. I mean, Marcus Colston is his number one all-time receiver, never made a Pro Bowl. Mike Thomas was the first receiver in Saints history with Drew Brees to make a Pro Bowl last year. So, you know, Jimmy Graham had a three-year period. But, you know, basically Brees has kind of done this without kind of the Jerry Rice or the Michael Irvin. Now, Mike Thomas may get there, but it's pretty – it's even more remarkable when you consider what he's – his cast of characters and what he's been successful with.
Yeah, and I mean, too, with Drew Brees, I mean, it's a perfect fit for him. And it's not that he's just a system quarterback. I think Drew Brees would have been great if he'd have gone to Miami. He'd have been really special, and maybe Nick Saban stays or whatever. But, like, him and Sean Payton together – just the perfect marriage because Sean
Payton, I don't think he breaks the passing record in Miami.
Oh no. If he goes to Miami, he's Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is really, really good. Phillip Rivers might make the Hall of Fame, but he ain't Drew Brees, and he don't own all the passing records. I just think it's the perfect marriage with the Saints. So, final thought before we get out of here. I mean, I said it in my column, and I said it on the show last year. I think tonight is the Saints Monday night special beat down. Hello, America. Let's get the MVP train for Drew Brees rolling tonight. I think the Saints are going to run. I think the Saints are going to run Washington out the building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one thing to have a good defense, but then when you face the Saints in the dome, especially on Monday night, it just seems like it doesn't matter. They'll carve you up. I mean, I can think back to all the times where Carolina has the number one or top five defense in the league, and they come to the Superdome. The Saints drop 40 on them. The second half of the Minnesota game, you know, the Vikings on the road, the Vikings were one of the best defenses in the league, and the Saints tore them to shreds in the second half. I mean, the reality of this offense is, and everything they're talking about in D.C. right now, and you know, obviously being in Charlottesville, I hear a lot of the Redskins noise, and right now it's all about how do we stop Kamara? What are we going to do to stop Kamara? And so that's been, at least in the media and in the news, that's really been the focus in Washington is really just slowing down Alvin Kamara. And, you know, with Ingram back, you know, and Taysom Hill and Mike Thomas, there are a lot of weapons here. I'm going to make a prediction, a bold prediction on this podcast right now. I think this is the Tre'Quan Smith breakout game. I think that Sean Payton has been wanting to unveil him. He's been waiting for the opportunity to call some plays and get him involved in the offense. I think so. Ted Ginn is out for this game. He won't be playing.
He is.
And so you look at Cam Meredith. He's had some plays, and you know he'll bump up maybe and get second most snaps. But I still think his knee. You know he's limited in practices. He's not 100%. So I don't know if Cam Meredith is ready yet to have that big breakout game, but I think what we're going to see in this game is maybe the Redskins keying on Kamara a little too much. They're not going to be expecting Tre'Quan Smith to maybe hurt them as much or dare the Saints to do it. He may get some of the fly routes that Ginn used to run to stretch the defense. I think there's going to be a couple shots tonight, and I think Breeze is going to connect with Tre'Quan on at least a couple.
I'm going to guarantee Tre'Quan Smith's going to have a big game because I thought about starting him in fantasy, and I didn't. So I'm thinking he's catching 6 for $120 and 2.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. So for Andrew Farrell, this is your free preview of the Patrons podcast. Join so you can get them all. Bye.